It's certainly good to see everybody today. Praise God. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. You know, I learned that from Jimmy Richardson, Sabrina's daddy. So I'm going to say it one more time. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. So I believe that we should on a regular basis be overwhelmed by His goodness. You know, just sitting in your chair at home or riding in your car or wherever you might be, the goodness of God surrounds you. He follows you all the days of your life. And when you look back and you see what the Lord has done, you'll just be overwhelmed by His goodness. Hallelujah. Or when you get a mark off on your vision list, you're just overwhelmed by the goodness of God. We should on a regular basis be overwhelmed by His goodness. And the more that we talk about it, and the more that we thank Him for it, and the more that we declare it over our lives, I believe with all my heart, the more we're going to see it in our lives. Amen. 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 Well, somebody says, nothing's good happened to me recently. Well, get your expectors out. Yeah. Believe God. Leave the land of groaning and moaning and complaining and step on in.
Yes.
And step on up. To the land of thanking and praising and worshiping. It'll change the very atmosphere in your home. It'll change the very atmosphere in your soul. Praise God. Amen. So this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about our spirit man. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, I want you to notice this verse of scripture. It says, and the very God of peace. Aren't you glad He's the God of peace? He's not the God of anxiety. He's not the God of panic. He's not the God of worry. He is the God of peace. He is the God of shalom. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. Amen? And so Paul is saying, I pray for you, the Church of Thessalonica, that the very God of peace would sanctify you. Now, the word sanctify there means separate you, would sanctify you completely. And then he says this, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I looked that word preserved up, and that preserved means to be sound and complete. So he's praying that they would be sound in their spirit. They would be sound in their souls. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. And he's also praying that they would be sound physically in their bodies until the Lord returns. This is a prayer that you can pray over your family. This is a prayer that you can pray over your life. This is a prayer that our pastoral staff prays over you on a regular basis. Thank God for the God of peace. He's preserving you. He's keeping you sound. He's keeping you whole in your spirit. He's keeping you whole in your mind. And He's keeping you whole in your bodies. Is that good news? The word sound there means in good condition. In good condition. God wants His people to be in good condition. If you will follow Him, you can get to a place in your life where you will be in the best shape of your life. And when I talk about the best shape of your life, I'm not just talking about having a physical physique that's in tip-top condition and tip-top shape. I'm talking about your whole being. It's the will of God for you to be sound. Now notice, the word sound means not damaged. Not damaged. Amen. Amen? Some of us were damaged by sin, but Jesus came into our lives and restored us. He took that which was damaged, and He made us whole again. Can anybody testify to that? Woo! Once we were broken, but now we're whole. Once we were blind, but now we see. Once we were deaf, but now we hear. Once we were on the road to hell, now we're on the highway to heaven. Is anybody in this house on the highway to heaven? And you know what we should be doing? We're on our way to heaven. We should be singing. We should be shouting. We should be dancing. We should be glorifying God and rejoicing Him over Him every day of our life. Oh, thank you for soundness. I call my heart sound. I call my mind sound. I call my body sound. I call my emotions sound. Amen. Woo, glory to God. So sound in good condition, not damaged or injured or diseased. Praise God. That gives us more light on 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Amen. Now understand this, that he's praying that their spirit, their soul, and their body be preserved. Thus we see here the spirit of man. Amen. The soul of man and the body of man. Your body is not the real you. Your body is your earth suit. It's your tent. It's your tabernacle. It's what God has given us while we're here on this earth so that we may present it to Him as a living sacrifice and be vessels of honor unto Him so that our spirit man can be led by the Holy Ghost and so that we can walk in the fullness of His plan and of His will every day of our life. Amen. Amen. Years ago, Brother Hagin, because he would encourage us as his students, he would encourage us as his sons to be more spirit conscious, to be more Holy Ghost inside conscious. Yeah. And one thing that he would school us to say, he would say this, I am a spirit. Yeah. I have a soul. And I live in a physical body. Amen. Could we say that together right now? Say with me, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul. And I live in a physical body. So the life that is in your body comes from your spirit. And the life that is in your spirit comes from God. You see, the body without the spirit is dead. Your spirit is the real you. And your spirit is the most important part of your life. And so we need to make sure that we pay attention to our inner man. That we don't ignore this inner man. Notice with me in 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, but though our outward man is perishing, for this cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish. Now this outward man is decaying, right? I mean, sooner or later, if Jesus doesn't come by way of rapture, we're all going to pass away. Physically, but we're not going to pass away spiritually. We have eternity in our heart. And eternity begins, praise God, when you make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. And so, even though this outward man is perishing, but you can even control your outward man. You can do something with your outward man so that you can get optimum use out of your outward man. Amen? Now, we're not going to talk about that today. That's not our subject. But I do want to exhort you to take care of your body.
Yes.
Why? Because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in you. He is in your spirit. So take care of your body to the best of your ability. Now, you don't have to go to extremes in it. Amen? You just do what you need to do to take care of your temple. Now, notice. Though the outward man perish, here's what we want to realize. Yet the inward man. Yet your spirit man. Yet the real you. It's being renewed decade by decade. Every once in a while. No, it doesn't say you're going to be renewed by decade. It says you're going to be renewed, woo, day by day. Day by day. Day by day. Now, what that means, the word renewed means this. It means he's going to give you new strength every day. If you'll trust him, if you believe him for new strength every day, he'll give it to you. He'll give you new strength. He'll give you new vigor. Glory to God. That's powerful. Paul prayed that we'd be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in the inner man. Now, my premise today is this. Much effort has been spent on developing the body and the mind, and we should do our best. But there's not enough effort that is an education that has been placed on the heart of man. Your spirit must be fed. Your spirit must be strengthened and trained and developed and exercised the same way in which you train your body and your mind. Can your inner man be trained? Can your inner man be developed? Our inner man can be strengthened just like your body can be strengthened. And I declare this, the stronger you are down here, the better life is going to be. Notice with me in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 14. Proverbs 18 and verse 14. This is from the Amplified Version. If you would, please go ahead and read this along with me. Ready? Read. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? Now let's keep that verse up here just for a moment. Notice with me, it says the strong spirit of man will sustain you. The strong spirit of man will keep you. The strong spirit of man will preserve you. But a weak spirit will not. So whether we are strong or whether we are weak is up to us. And so we want to make sure then that our spirit man is strong so that we can be sustained. Now notice with me, sustain him in bodily pain, that's physical pain, that's disease, or trouble. So when your spirit man is strong, you have the ability to be sustained when disease comes your way. But not only that, you have ability to be sustained and kept when any kind of trouble comes your way. Has anybody ever seen any trouble in their lives? I think 100% of us have seen some kind of trouble in our lives. Whether it be relational trouble, whether it be financial trouble, whatever the case might be, trouble comes. But I like what Creflo Dollar says. When trouble comes, we need to learn to trouble the troublemaker. I remember that phrase from years ago. Trouble the troublemaker. How do we trouble the troublemaker? Well, we trouble him by standing up in the Word of God. We trouble him by lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. We trouble the enemy when the pressure is on, the praise goes up. We trouble the enemy by saying, it is written, it is written, it is also written. It's very troubling to him when you lift your voice and praise God in the midnight hour. It troubles him. It upsets him to the degree that he will run from you as in terror. And so the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in bodily pain or any kind of trouble. I looked that word strengthen up. It means to support physically or to support mentally. Do we need emotional support? We do. Because in the natural realm, we live in a very unstable world. Is that right? But we are not of this world. We are of another world. We are of the kingdom of God. And in this kingdom, we cannot be shaken if we will keep our inner man strong. Amen. Amen. So notice this with me. To strengthen means to support. We need support in our emotions. Amen. You know, he supports us. He sustains us. He's upholding you by the word of his power. Amen. And so thank God we can have stability in unstable times because of the greater one who lives on the inside of us. Oh, say it with me real strong. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So he's going to strengthen you, support you physically and mentally, and he's going to nourish you. Gloria Copeland said this many years ago. She said this, we must have a strong spirit if we're going to walk in victory. Keith Moore said this in his series on a strong spirit. He said, a strong spirit will get us through anything. A strong spirit will get you through anything. Now, that does not mean that you're not going to have things to go through. We all have things that we are going through and will go through. But it is a strong spirit of a man that will sustain us and make sure that we get through. Oh, hallelujah. You see, a strong spirit makes a way for God to move in our lives. And all, we want God moving in our lives. Do you want God moving in your family? Do you want God moving in your body? Well, a strong spirit then makes a way for God to move. Amen. Listen to this statement. We can build our spiritual immune system to such a degree that sickness can't penetrate it, discouragement can't sway it, fear can't stop it, bad news can't move it, and adversity cannot affect it. We have an adversary. And what does he do? He's walking around. Now notice this with me. He's walking around seeking, we could say it this way, he's looking for someone that he can devour. I heard this many years ago, I'm a may not. What does that mean? He may not devour me. Even though he's a thief, and he comes to steal and to kill and destroy, even though he's looking to devour us, oh, thank God, the hand of the Lord is upon us, and the eyes of the Lord are also looking for people who are be loyal and strong in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So say it with me, I am a may not. When the enemy comes, he may not devour me. Amen. Don't let him. Don't let him torment you. Don't let him fill your life with fear to the degree that you become tormented. To the degree where you become vexed. You know, the Bible says that fear has torment. And the word torment there means vexed. When a person fears to the point where they're being tormented and they're being vexed, it's a little taste of hell here on earth. Yeah. Think about it. Yeah. In hell, there's eternal torment. Yeah. In hell, there's eternal vexation. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I don't want anything to do with hell in my life here on earth. So therefore, I'm not going to allow myself to be vexed. I'm not going to allow myself to be tormented. Fear has torment. Faith has peace. Fear has torment. Joy, hallelujah, has peace. And it'll enable you, now listen, to have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Glory to God. No, say it with me, no fear here. No anxiety, no panic attacks, no worry. Here. Let's take authority right now. Say it with me strongly. Fear, get out of here. In the name of Jesus. Torment, you go, and go now. In the name of Jesus. No more vexation. No more worry. No more fear. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's praise him for a moment. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No more. No more. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more panic attacks. Amen. Glory to God. Job said this. Job said, the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me. What did Job do? Job gave the enemy a license to come upon him through the spirit of fear. We do not want the enemy coming upon us. We want the Holy Ghost to come upon us. We want the power of God to come up on us. Amen. So we need to understand this, that faith will cause fear to be removed out of our lives. Now look at 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2. Notice this verse of scripture. He says, "Dear friend, I hope all is well with you." This is the NLT translation. "I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in your body as you are what? As you are strong in your spirit or your inner man." The degree of your success that you experience in life is directly connected to the condition of your spirit. I'm going to say that again. The degree of your success in life is directly connected to the condition of your inner man. Amen. What is the condition of your inner man? What is going on the inside of you? You see, to experience success in life, we must make sure that our spirit man and our soul is highly developed and highly connected to the Father of spirits. Now, here's what Paul said to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And notice with me in the 10th verse. It says, "Be strong in the Lord," and in what? "And the power of His might." Now, this is the Amplified version. It says this: "In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through what?" Be empowered through your union with Him. What does that mean? Your union with Him. He's the vine, right? We're the branch. And so the branch needs to be vitally connected to the vine. And as we as branches are vitally connected to the vine, what flows through the vine? Strength flows through the vine. And so he says, "Be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with Him." Now notice this: draw your strength from Him. Amen. We are drawing our strength from Him today. Whether you realize it or not, just being in this room, hearing what you are hearing, you are getting strength in your inner man. You are being fed the pure, unadulterated Word of God. And the Word of God is able to build you up. I said the Word of God is able to build you up. And you need to be built up. It'll build you up and it will give you a glorious inheritance. Keep that verse up there. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him. They that wait upon the Lord. That's maintaining the union. They that wait upon the Lord. What will they do? They shall renew their strength. When you wait upon the Lord, your strength is not going to be removed. Your strength is going to be renewed. Whoo, glory to God. And as you wait upon the Lord, guess what happens? You'll run and not be weary. And you will walk and you will not faint. The Lord recently gave me this thought in my spirit. He said, "Don't think for one moment that your strength will be renewed and that you'll be able to fly like an eagle and run and not be weary and walk and not faint. Don't think for a moment that that will occur in your life if you're not spending time waiting upon me." That's a word directly for me. Well, you know, if it's good for the goose. I said, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. And the Lord didn't point that out to me to condemn me. He pointed that out to encourage me to spend more time waiting on Him. We need to spend more time waiting on Him and worshiping Him than we are worrying. Woo, glory to God. You see, waiting on Him in worship. Somebody says, well, how do I wait on Him? Sometimes we just need to go into our room and just behold Him. And just lift our hands and look up in the air, look up in the sky, and just behold Him. And start thanking Him that He is the Most High God. That He is Jehovah Tsidkenu, your righteousness. Beholding Him. What you behold, you will become. So, Ephesians chapter 6, let's go back there. Let's not take it out. Be empowered through your union with Him. Develop that union with Him by waiting on Him. Another way that we develop that union with Him is we do it through the Word of God. Now notice this with me. It says, draw your strength from Red Bull. Huh? Draw your strength with a cappuccino with 4 shots in it. Oh, I've done that before. And man, I felt like James Brown. I feel good. But he's not talking about drawing our strength from those kind of substitutes. He's talking about drawing our strength from Him. Now notice the rest of that verse. That strength. Everyone say that strength. Say it with me like this. That's the strength I'm after. That's the strength I'm all in for. That strength. What strength? That strength. Now notice this. Read the rest with me. Which is boundless might provides. Oh, glory to God. His boundless might is providing strength for you on Monday morning. His boundless strength, come on somebody, is providing strength and might for you in your midnight hour. Hallelujah. Say of me, I am. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm not strong in myself. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So every believer in this room, every person watching online that will watch in the future, every believer has the potential to walk in a greater place of spiritual strength. Proper diet, rest, and exercise are a must for your physical body. Proper diet, how about rest? And exercise are a must for your inner man. You got to have all three of these things together. Otherwise, the enemy will see to it that you are drained. We must feed our spirit faith food in order for it to be strong in the Lord. And what does God's Word contain? God's Word contains the proper nutrients for you and I to be nourished up in the words of strength. Amen. It is our primary source of strength. Here's what Job said in 23:12. Let's read it together. Are you getting anything today? Yes. Amen. Somebody say, I'm receiving today. Job 23:12. Look at this. Read it with me. I have not gone back from the commandment of His lips. I have esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. Ooh, glory to God. The word esteem means I've stored them up. And I have laid them up. How many of you enjoy a really good meal? I mean, last night Brenda made a beautiful meal. Can I tell you about it? You know, Brenda grew up on a farm, and sometimes on the farm, because they had so many gardens and they had so many vegetables in the garden, they would have a vegetable meal. Oh, last night we had a vegetable meal at the Thomas household. I mean, you may not like okra, but I love okra. I like fried okra. We had some corn on the El Cabo. It was good. We had some fresh green beans. And they were infused with potatoes and infused with bacon. And my, they were so juicy and they were so good. Woo, glory to God. It was a delight to be at the Thomas household last night. Vegetables may not be your deal. Prime rib may be your deal. Steak may be your deal. Whatever your deal is, all of us enjoy a healthy, nutritious meal, do we not? How much more should we come to the table of the Lord? You've come to His table today. All I am is your waiter. All I am is serving you some good food. How much more should we get thrilled, should we get excited about feasting from manna from heaven? God's word will strengthen your spirit. God's word will enable you to face whatever you need to face in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 119 verse 103 says, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, they are sweeter than honey to my mouth." The Message translation says, "Your words are so choice, so tasty, I prefer them to the best home cooking." Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, in the Amplified, "Man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." What Jesus is saying, you will be sustained and you will be upheld by the words that come out of my mouth. The psalmist said it this way. He said, "Raise me up and strengthen me according to the promises of your word." Listen to this statement. Our spirits can become so rooted and grounded and established in the word of God that we can actually repel disease. We can stop care. How about this? We can resist sin. Sin's out there. It knocks on the doors of our lives. But if you're strong in your spirit, you'll be able to resist it when it knocks on your door. Resist sin. How about this one? Override doubt. Dissolve offense and block pressure. Jeremiah said it like this. He said, "Thy words were found." How many of you know we need to find the word? "Thy words were found. And what did I do? I did eat them. And they were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart." I mean, you sit down in a good meal at home, you get happy. Some of you go to McDonald's and you have a happy meal. Well, you're in church today and you're getting a happy, happy meal. Amen. "Thy words were found and I did eat them." I thought about that word "eat" there. That word "eat" there means ruminate. You know what cows do? They ruminate. Cows chew the cud. They've got something going on down there where they chew the cud and they swallow what they're eating, but then they bring it up again and they chew it again. And so it goes back to the place that it needs to go back. I submit to you, we need to be ruminators of the word. We need to be meditators of the word. Not having this attitude, "Well, I've heard that before. Yeah, good, good. What's next?" No, no. We need to ruminate it, meditate on it, chew it, think about it, ponder it, speak it. Let it dwell in us richly in all wisdom. Let the word of Christ lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. Meditate on the word of God. As you meditate on the word of God, you will experience success in life. Meditate on it by day. Meditate on it by night. And the word will talk to you. The word of God will guide you. The word of God is strengthening you. Oh, say with me, the word of God. It is strengthening me right now. Ooh, hallelujah. I looked up the word ruminate. Would you like to know what ruminate means? It means to chew again what has been chewed slightly and swallowed. Chew again. Contemplate. Let it go deep into your heart. Now, let's use this for an illustration. How many of you have ever been to the doctor before? I guess nobody? How many of you have been to the doctor before? It's not a sin to go to a doctor. It's all right. Doctors are not our source. But God can use doctors. God can use medical science. While what? While we're getting strong. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. He will sustain us. Amen. But notice, when we go to the doctor, what's the first thing that they do? Well, the first thing they do is they want to take your vital signs. Right? They'll put a cuff on you, and they'll do blood pressure. I don't like doing blood pressure at the office. Because a lot of those machines just don't work. It always points out a little higher than what I test myself at home. I know how to test myself at home. So when I walk into the doctor, I'll say, now, I don't mean it wrong. I don't mean to be a wise guy, but I'm not weighing in, and I am not going to do blood pressure today. Now, don't try that. Somebody says, why don't you weigh in? Because years ago, I'm talking about maybe a decade or two ago, I went to the doctor and I said, you know what? I might need to lose a little weight. And she weighed me in and she examined me. I was having a little vertigo. How many of you had vertigo before? They'll put you on the whatever it is and, and then you're fine, you know. And she says, no, you don't lose the, need to lose weight. You're just fine. So in about 10 or 20 years, I haven't weighed in because she said I was just fine. And if she said I was just fine, I'm going to say I'm just fine. I look in the mirror in the morning, I say, yep, everything's I ate. Everything's good. Now, don't misunderstand me. We need to take care of our temple. Amen?
You need to know. Get the facts.
You need to get the facts. Brenda's helping me down here in the front row. You need to get the facts. I'm not anti-doctor. I'm not weighing in. I'm not, you know, anti-checking your blood pressure. I understand that. But now listen, you go to the doctor, they check your vital signs, right? And vital signs that they're checking can indicate whether you're strong or you're weak and what your physical condition is, right? In the same way, we've got spiritual vital signs. And some of them indicate a strong spirit, but others can reveal a weakened spiritual condition. I want to go through some of them quickly. Here's indicators of a weak spirit. You feel overwhelmed. I mean, maybe you just find yourself getting upset over the smallest of things. And you just feel like you can't handle anymore. Here's another indicator of a spirit that's been weakened. You feel hopeless. There's a lack of joy. There's a lot of discouragement and despair. You're experiencing hopelessness. The Bible says that when hope deferred, it makes the heart sick. It makes the heart stoop. Another one is not able to handle adversity. Not able to handle adversity. Now, don't get condemned if you're in there. I've been in all of these a time or two in my life. So I'm not here, you know, looking down on you. I'm just giving you some indicators that your spirit needs to be strengthened. Amen? And so another one is in Proverbs 24:10. Look it with me. It says here, not able to withstand adversity. Read that with me. It says, if you faint in the day of adversity, what happens to your strength? Your strength is small. Now, the NLT says it this way. If you fall under pressure, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Another indicator of a weak spirit is being short-tempered. You get easily offended, easily sensitive, and you lose your temper. Another one is you're fearful. Another one is you're exhausted. You're exhausted all the time, just stressed out and drained. Now, I've got good news for you. You can develop a strong spirit. Now, it takes work, but you can do it. We can leave a weak spirit behind and build a strong spirit. In the same way that there's indicators that our inner man has become weak, there are also indicators that our spirit man is strong. And one indicator of a strong spirit, are you ready for these? One indicator of a strong spirit is you're assured and you're confident. You know, God will always put confidence in you. When you spend time with Him in prayer and praise and the Word of God, you will not leave that place bummed out. You will not leave that place not confident. You will leave that place confident and fully assured. I can face this day because I am confident in the greater one who lives in me. See, the Bible talks about this is the confidence, this is the assurance that we have in Him. Assurance and confidence comes in Him, and assurance and confidence comes through Him. Amen. That's good preaching, Pastor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Here's another indicator of a strong spirit. I like this one. You are established and immovable. Say this with me. I am established and I am immovable. What is this saying? Your spirit can become so strong that you're not afraid of bad news or anything else that the devil tries to throw at you. Why? Because you're fixed on Him. When your spirit is strong, you will withstand impact and pressure. Now, skyscrapers over in San Francisco, they've got huge buildings over there, do they not? When they build these new buildings, they build them with this thought in mind, that they must be designed to absorb the shock of an earthquake. Must be designed to absorb the shock of shaking. Here's what Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, in verse 47 through 49. He said this, "Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I'm going to show you to whom he is like." Say it with me, this is me. "He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, it could not shake it." Why? Because it was founded upon a rock. So Jesus is instructing us to build our lives on the rock of His Word. On the rock of hearing His Word and doing His Word. And when we build our lives on that solid foundation, the floods may come. The storms may come. But you will be able to handle the pressure. Amen? And you'll be able to not be shaken to the degree that your life will not go down. Your life is going to stand solid in the name of Jesus. Amen? So a strong spirit then will build a protective barrier around your heart. Say with me, sickness and disease can't penetrate it. Discouragement can't sway it. Fear can't stop it. And offense can't enter it. Look at me to Psalms 112, verses 6 through 8. Let's read this together. Psalms 112, verses 6 through 8. Read it with me. "Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance." Verse 7. "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings or bad news. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord." Read verse 8. "His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies." Do you get it? When you have a strong spirit, you're not moved. You're not afraid. The next indicator of a strong spirit is this. You're ready for anything. You're ready for anything. Philippians 4:13, I love this verse of scripture. He says, "I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Next time you go into a meeting that might be a little bit uncomfortable for you, quote this verse. Prepare for a difficult meeting by declaring Philippians 4:13. Let's do this right now. Say it with me.
I can do
all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amplified version, let's pull it up there. Let's read that together. Amplified version says this. Let's read. "I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient." Oh, do you love it? See, when you're saying that, what happens? He infuses inner strength to you. Inner strength into your inner man. Amen? Another indicator of a strong spirit is you don't give up and you never quit. A person with a strong spirit will not quit. No matter how long it takes, for the Word of God to manifest in your life, we are not those who draw back. We are those who are all in. And we stay with it. And not only that, we fight the good fight of faith. We lay hold on eternal life. We're not moved by this. We're not moved by that. The only thing we're moved by is the good word of the living God. I'm not quitting. I'm not backing down. I'm not going backward. I'm going forward. And eventually I'm going upward. Now the devil will see to it that you have ample opportunity to quit. He'll throw everything at you, including the kitchen sink. He'll throw everything at you to discourage you. But you can get to a point in your life where you're too encouraged in the Lord to be discouraged. You're too encouraged in the Lord to throw in the towel. You're too encouraged in the Lord to back off or back down. You're strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I will not quit. I will not quit. Pastor Hagin says, I will not be defeated and I will not quit. Amen. If you're going to quit anything, quit negative talk. Quit it and stay strong. Here's the bottom line. No matter what condition you find yourself in today, you can develop a strong spirit. Make a quality decision to go after a strong spirit with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. Amen? You'll be able to conquer the weak places and build up, praise God, your inner man to where you'll be able to face life with a sense of being more, not the conquered, but more than a conqueror. Amen. Did you get anything out of this morning? Thank God for His Word. Let's all stand up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now place your hand over your heart along with me as Pastor Tom comes. Amen. Glory to God. Let's declare some things together right now. Amen. Put your hand over your heart and say this with me. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear. Faith in God will not tolerate fear. I cast all of my care, all of my anxieties, all of my worries into your capable hands, for you care for me. Say this with me. My Father loves me. My Father cares for me. He is the great caretaker of my life. I refuse fear. I refuse panic. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare my spirit man is strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Thank you, Lord, that you've given me the tools in the realm of the Spirit whereby I can be strengthened, whereby I can remain strong, whereby I can finish my race and finish my course without looking back, without quitting. I lift up my hands and I thank you, Lord, for strengthening me today in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Everybody shout amen.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. Amen. So I want to encourage you today, all week long, get in the Word. All week long, do some praying. All week long, do some rejoicing. All week long, do some thanking and giving praise to God. And you're going to see a difference in the atmosphere of your home, in the atmosphere of your soul. Amen. He makes a big difference in our lives.